It's funny, we have a Rolling Stones song to go into a conversation about the Beatles here at 6:49 on WJR. 51 years after their historic breakup, word on who instigated the split. I know who instigated the split, but I want to hear the report here. For years, fans thought it was Paul McCartney, not me. Paul McCartney now speaking out saying he wasn't the one. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne brings us the rest of the story, Marie.
Let's end the suspense, Paul. It was John.
No!
You probably knew that.
I think we all knew that, didn't we? They blamed Yoko Ono, but it really was a big part of it was John's relationship with Yoko and the things that now became more important to him. He became woke when he became tied into Yoko, if we
right.
were to use today's terms.
Right. And Paul in this interview does cast a little shade there on Yoko. So and it's all in an upcoming interview on BBC Radio 4, Paul McCartney telling the reporter, quote, John walked into the room one day and said, I'm leaving the Beatles, and then added, it's quite thrilling, rather like a divorce. And that's just how the public saw it. And McCartney was often the target of blame for that breakup back in 1970. McCartney said in the interview he, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison were left to pick up the pieces. He called the period the most difficult in his life. The band had been together just 8 years. They'd created some of the most popular and enduring music in history. McCartney said Lennon wanted to make a new life with Yoko Ono. McCartney said Lennon's decision to leave the band was driven by his pursuit of social justice, including movements such as bagism, where he and his wife, Yoko Ono, wore bags to urge people to not judge others based on their appearance.
I don't remember that. Do you? I remember the bed-ins, but the bagism? I don't remember that.
I don't remember this. I was kind of young at this time, but still, I don't remember this part of it. And you mentioned the bed-ins. Lennon and Ono held these bed-ins in Amsterdam and Montreal in 1969, and they were that was all designed to protest the war in Vietnam. That's what they said. Now, McCartney also called the Beatles his life. He wanted all of it to continue. McCartney is set to release a book of commentaries on his song lyrics next month. The full interview, Paul, is set to broadcast October 23rd. I know a lot of us will be tuning into that.
You know, he said it was, as you point out, it was tough because the Beatles breaking up, that was his band, that was his job, that was his life. He wanted it to continue. You would think everyone would. He thought that they were doing some pretty good stuff, and he thought that they could have gone on for quite a bit longer. And we opened with a little riff from the Rolling Stones, who are still performing. It would have been very interesting if the Beatles had continued performing. I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. What if the Beatles were still around? Because it seems to me, at least, that their music remains timeless. You can hear most of their music, and you, besides feeling nostalgic, you don't go, wow, that's really old-fashioned, or that's old, or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, the new generation loves it as much as, you know, our generation did back in the day. And, I mean, that holds true, though, also for the Rolling Stones. I mean, a lot of that music is, you know, when they say classic, I mean, that is absolutely classic and enduring. Mm. So, yeah, it would have been interesting to see what else they would have created. But, you know, all good things do come to an end.
I need to hear Sir McCartney say this line to know exact. It does not translate in print, but the line is, quote, the point of it really was that John was making a new life with Yoko, and he wanted to go into a bag. And he wanted to lie in bed for a week in Amsterdam for peace. You couldn't argue with that. I think it's really important to hear how Paul McCartney says that line to know for sure.
Yeah, it sounds a little snarky, doesn't it? I'm sorry. Let's be honest here. It just sounded to me a little snarky.
It does. So. You know, I mean, really, when you And it's not just looking at it 51 years later in today's sensibilities. I'm saying at the time. Yeah. Let's face it, at the time when he... Wait a minute. A rock star and his girlfriend lying in bed in a hotel in Amsterdam for peace. But the bagism is one that I just don't remember, that he and Yoko wore bags to urge people not to judge others based on their appearance. Which, by the way, is a nice thought, not to judge people by their appearance, but I never remember the bags going out and it being even called bagism. I just don't.
So can you just imagine you have global success, worldwide success. Everybody knows your name. Throngs of screaming fans coming your way at every turn. You're creating great stuff, and your business partner all of a sudden says to you one day, I'm going to start wearing a bag.
There's no question.
The thought of that is, yeah.
I'm not blaming Yoko Ono, but there's no question that that's where a major change happened in John's life. I never thought of it this way because I don't even understand or care that much about the quote-unquote woke stuff, being aware or whatever. You would have to say in today's terms, that's when John Lennon became woke, and that's when he started to care about certain things that if he cared about them before, he never spoke up about them, but now he lived them. Right. So, but I'm not blaming Yoko Ono, but there's no question that she certainly played a role by playing a bigger role in his life.
Right. And they remained, Yoko Ono and John Lennon remained married until Lennon's death. I mean, it appeared that they had a true love for one another. It was just a very interesting relationship.
Indeed. And one that will always be thought of and talked about. And it'll be kept alive from this interview and books and everything else.